The program will track the health of anyone impacted by the Flint water crisis, from full-time residents to people who worked or studied in the city. Nicole Jones is the director of the registry project. She says the goal is to enroll as many residents as possible.
The registry is only going to be as powerful as the number of people we enroll. So it's really important that we are able to enroll as many people as possible to really make the tool powerful to show what the needs of the Flint community are.
The registry is supported by a four-year, $14 million congressional grant. The project officially begins next fall. Jones says the project will connect people impacted by lead-tainted water to resources and develop an assessment of the long-term health effects of the water crisis. And Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.